up the price, just double that, $7,000. Same response. We think we can get more than that. Well, the Salem Church was in financial trouble and was looking to the presbytery of Hanover, old Hanover Presbytery, to help them financially. Mm-hmm. So a chairman of a committee of the presbytery for new church development, he, medical doctor, radiologist down, lived in an old church. He went to the trustee and said, we'll find you some money to relieve you of your financial problem, but we want this property back in the presbytery's hands. So they gave him $15,000 for what had been appraised at $3,500. But anyway, he got relief. And so in 1989, that was 12 years after I started working,
right.
I mean, trying to negotiate something. Mm-hmm. So it was a very slow beginning. First, we had to get the property. But in 1989, at the very last meeting of the old Hanover Presbytery, the presbytery took the title of the property, turned to me and said, "Bob, you've been interested in this for some time now." I said, "Get together a group of people, fellow Presbyterians here, and study the situation. Tell us what you think ought to be done." Mm-hmm. So I did that. And 9 months later, we came back and we recommended that the presbytery see that a nonprofit corporation, ecumenical, it composed, because it was more than just a Presbyterian story there, a foundation be formed, and that we would be responsible for doing whatever was done with the property. And we weren't sure exactly at that time what we wanted to do, but we knew we had to own it before we do anything. So Presbytery accepted the recommendation, and in 9 months later, we came back to Presbytery with the recommendation that we have a separate thing from the denomination, mm-hmm. that could go ahead and do what needed doing that to tell the story. And so we were chartered in 1991 by the State Corporation Commission as a nonprofit group. And that's where things really began to roll along. I met some very interesting people and very helpful people in the process of this. I probably should document on a piece of paper who they are and the role they play, so you could have it for your purposes. But one of the people that was the director of architectural research at Colonial Williamsburg, I'd been given his name by one of the members of the Department of Historic Resources here in Richmond. So I got a hold of Ed Chappell down there, and he visited me one day, and he said, "There's a guy you ought to meet, and I can introduce you to him. His name is Carlton Abbott." Well, I had never heard of Carlton, but he became a key person in our development. He came and visited the site in about 1991. Mm-hmm. Just he and I were there. And he looked around, and we were in the edge of a little small eight-house subdivision, and we were right next to it. There was a big two-story brick house that's close to us, the street out here. And he looked around and he said, "Bob, one of the big challenges your group is going to have looking down the road is trying to interpret colonial Virginia history that took place here, and you're in the middle of urban sprawl trying to do it." Yeah. And I said, "Well, Carter, what are we going to do with that? Urban sprawl."
Yeah.
He said, "Well, you got to own it to control it." We had no money. How you gonna buy a subdivision? And he said, so the seed was planted, however, at that point, when this, in this conversation,